And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm Mary Goulet, your host. And this is where we talk about everyday doings from a soulful perspective. And I'm joined by Steve Ulsher and in spirit, Richard Ote, unless you can call in. love having the guys help me out with Soulful Sunday.
We balance you.
Not really. That's okay. So today's topic is civility toward others.
Uh-oh.
Well, there's a lot of good gems out there that I can relate to. In the journal, Wall Street Journal, there was an article on civility at work, and someone did research on it that it really hampers people's performance on the job if they're being spoken to rudely, they're not being treated well. Seriously, numbers go down because your self-esteem, morale, beating people down.
Mm-hmm.
And opposite of that, when you boost people up, you're getting from taking them down 66% on performance and behavior, et cetera, and just to a kind, treating people with decency and respect, the numbers shoot up of productivity into the 90s.
Wow.
It's a big deal. So where I was reading it through curiosity, like how are you going to bring civility into mainstream and make it, because it's not a typical word that you would use.
Mm-hmm.
But what they said, one of the ways that civility enhances a team's performance is by increasing their psychological safety. And that's what really struck me. People, it's so easy to be mean, rude, disrespectful, because we're removed from the human being.
Mm.
We can do it in writing, texts, emails. And when we do get in person, we can let things slip and say something that is going to hurt the other person.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm very sensitive to my psychological safety because I feel like I've been under kind of attacked a lot through my divorce.
Sure.
And that's not good.
No.
So I always kind of keep in, and I've made a decision. I don't hang out with mean people. I don't like to hang out with people that I know through experience are capable of hurting me.
Physically or emotionally.
Emotionally.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay forgiving because I don't want to carry that. But if I know someone is capable of being snarky to me because they think they're being funny or they're being passive aggressive, I can limit my exposure to them or limit their exposure to me.
Right.
Access to me. What is your thought about that? Or do you think I'm being too sensitive about it?
You know, it's like a pendulum because there were times in 70s and 80s. You saw a lot of companies. There was a guy by the name of, well, his nickname was Chainsaw Al. And I cannot for the life of me remember what his last name was. But Chainsaw Al was like one of those corporate restructuring kind of guys. And he went into organizations and they called him Chainsaw Al because basically he just slashed everything. Like he would come in and he would just, for lack of a better term, he would just kind of bully the organization into shaping up and flying right. You know, cut out the fat, cut out the people who weren't performing. And so it created really this whole fear-based environment.
Yeah, it damages the culture.
Completely obliterates the culture. And what ends up happening is you have people who are afraid of taking risks.
Yep.
You have people,
creativity,
right?
Gets
creativity
stifled.
Just absolutely gets smashed, and even camaraderie, right? Because you have this situation where, you know, if I'm hanging out with Mary Goulet and Mary Goulet does something, and now we're on the same team, then that whole team might be taken down because of what Mary did. So now I'm protecting myself.
Right.
And trying only to hang out with, you know, people that I think can help further my career. And so.
Right. Well, and this article is saying instead of focusing on their work, they're worrying about incidents, taking frustrations out on customers, avoiding the office.
Yeah.
So there's, okay, so Elon Musk, the founder of Motley Fool, Tom Gardner, chief executive, he to change that in his company. He has 250 employees. He said if they want to get a 20% annual bonus, every single employee has to know every other single name of the employees. And if one person does not know one person's name, the entire staff does not get the bonus.
Is that a good thing?
I think it's a good thing because it forces them to break down barriers and get to know one another.
But then, okay, so I get sort of the gamification.
And the turnover rate is only 2%.
Which is below average? I don't know what average.
I think that's really tight.
Is
people
that,
do not want to leave. There's no...
Well, actually, there was a Gallup poll that said like 70% of people hate their jobs. So I guess 2% would be outstanding.
Right. So he's trying to improve the culture of the company.
Yeah.
So now I'm talking about from the perspective of not just in the workplace. It's very easy to be snarky with your spouse.
For sure.
It's very easy to be a smart aleck with your kid.
Is that a reflection, you think, of comfort? In other words,
no.
Would you...
I think it's passive aggressive... turning the teeny knife
those
in
little
somebody.
Screws
yeah,
and,
I just don't think it's a healthy environment. And when it happens to me, I just stop and look at the person and say,
"Yeah,
where's that coming from?"
But to that point, I don't think that there are. We don't learn. I mean, let's be honest here. We don't learn how to communicate effectively. In other words, most people, if they have an issue with someone, they don't know what to do.
Well, yeah. And so, their subconscious spits out something.
And so this whole idea of being civil, either in your personal life or at work, oftentimes civility is then a reflection of having a well-rounded relationship, which is based oftentimes and mostly on having respect.
Exactly.
For the other person. And I know, like, my wife is not, she doesn't do well with people who are passive aggressive. Like if they don't say what they mean, and I don't know if it's a California thing versus a Chicago thing. I'm not sure if it's a cultural issue or not, but let's just say folks aren't the most direct here, at least in her experience, in her workplace, folks aren't the most direct. And
so,
she struggles with that.
Reading between the lines, trying to figure out what they're really saying.
Because I don't think people really know how to say, hey, Mary, what you just did bothered me.
Right.
You know, that really hurt my feelings. Like, you embarrassed me. Like, I need to talk to you about this because I really don't want that to happen again.
Yeah.
I don't think people really just know how to say that.
Well, and even Google did a study of 180 of their
team
members.
Then it must be true.
Right. The company found that who was on a team mattered less than how the team members interacted. So,
in terms of productivity, in terms of performance,
for
in terms
creativity,
of results.
Creativity for every, all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the bottom line is, in every interaction, you have a choice. Do you want to lift someone up?
Yeah.
Or do you want to put them down? Whether you know it or not, you're answering this question every day through your actions, in your words. And just, I don't even know, how do you raise that awareness? To me, it's, I'm hypersensitive to it, so I have to temper it. And some people think they're being funny.
Yeah.
And that's their way to deliver a message that's snarky or a little sarcastic or telling many a good thing have been, a true thing have been said in jest.
Yeah. There's like a little bit of truth in that.
There's a little bit of edge, a little bit of truth. Why'd you do it?
Yeah. Yeah, and so, I mean, it really begs the question of how do we learn then how to communicate in an effective manner where you can still maintain the relationship even though you have a discussion that might be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think take a step back, one step, like in your intention through the day. I want to, like, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, right? That saying? So
unless I go out gambling and drinking, then it's fine.
Right. So in my house, I know in the morning my kids are rushing to get ready to get to carpool or they're, you know, wanting to sleep in that extra 15 minutes and then chaos. But if I take a deep breath and just breathe through it and be careful what I say so they don't yell at me because they're frustrated because they're getting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just being aware of the people around you, knowing their nature. And if you do say something snarky, say, you know what? I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. But I do think there comes a point where you have to literally cut yourself off from people in your life that aren't willing to be, you know, yeah. something that you are comfortable in being
around.
Oh,
I definitely keep some people, they just don't have close access to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to put myself in a position when I know that they're going to try to embarrass me, humiliate me, yeah. make me feel badly about myself for some reason, and yeah. and in public
yeah.
do those things. I just don't think that's kind. Well, what do I always say? Stay calm, be kind, have patience, all mm-hmm. good.
But sometimes you do have to cut the rope. And I think you have to give yourself permission to cut the rope when you intentionally don't have people in your life who treats you a certain way that you just don't want to be treated, especially as you grow older and you become more mature.
Right.
I think you have to give yourself permission to cut the rope.
Yeah, and I think that's a good idea. I read something on Facebook. A friend of mine said 2016 is a year that I did a little bit of purging
mm-hmm.
of certain relationships and friendships and stuff. So it's a healthy realization. So go out there and stay calm with people. Be kind to others. Have patience. Let the people go ahead of you in traffic. Let them get in the checkout line before you. It's all good. It'll make you feel better about yourself, and you won't leave any icky feelings in your wake. So thank you for joining us on Soulful Sunday. Until next time, stay calm.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.